Time to talk Guardians baseball, not computers, this morning with Bob DiBiasio of the Guardians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bob, you ever go into Task Manager into your computer to fix things at all like that? You?
No, sir. We are fortunate at our shop that we have the help desk and wonderful people in IT that we can call upon to help us with those tasks.
Right. Oh, okay. We have wonderful people in IT as well, too. Though sometimes they leave a little bomb to explode 10 minutes after they leave during the day, just when you thought everything was working right. Well, didn't things could go well for the Guardians over the weekend, get swept by the Rangers coming out of the All-Star break, coming back under 500? I know that's sort of the bad news, but we seem to be getting a lot of hitting. It's just some of the pitching that's become an issue these days.
Yeah, it was a lost weekend in Texas for sure. Not the way we wanted to start the post-All-Star break. Based in a really good club, you know, Atlanta and Texas both two of the best offenses in baseball, and they showed their strength on Friday night, really getting to our bullpen, blowing up a close ball game. And Saturday, what was it, a 2-0 affair? We just couldn't get the big hit to get on the board and make that a better ball game for us. And yesterday we were doing all the right things. Tanner Bibee did exactly what you were hoping, threw 98 pitches, got through six innings. Stephen Kwan was the offensive guy, four hits. David Fry, a big two-run homer to put us up three runs. And unfortunately, the bullpen, Trevor Stephan, had his inconsistencies rear its head again, just not being able to command the strike zone. And next thing you know, you lose three, and Minnesota is playing Oakland, and they won three, and we need to regroup as we're in Pittsburgh for three. Off day Thursday, come home to the Philadelphia Phillies for a weekend, and then Kansas City for three to start the following week. So a six-game homestand coming up, starting on Friday night.
Yes, with all that, with our neighbors in Pennsylvania, it seems we're just doing a Pennsylvania week coming up. Again, the Pirates are, you know, and they're not the Pirates that we used to see, right? I mean, they're better than what we used to expect from them.
Yes, they are. They really started off the season very hot. They've cooled a little bit since then, but them and Baltimore, Arizona were three of the teams that had been struggling for X number of years, had been put themselves in a position to have much better seasons. But we're going to have a bullpen game tonight. Xavion Curry's going to start for us out of the bullpen, and Logan Allen will be up and ready to roll. Aaron Civale on the Wednesday day game in Pittsburgh. And then, again, Philadelphia comes with a full slate of the added value, the promotions, you know, a free shirt Friday, Sugardale Dollar Dogs. We're going to have post-game fireworks courtesy of Dollar Bank, a $2 pregame party in the district courtesy of Miller Lite, the Stephen Kwan bobblehead courtesy of Sherwin-Williams on Saturday, another party in the pregame area on Saturday as well, and then Sunday, Kids Run the Bases courtesy of Cleveland Clinic Children's. So lots going on this coming weekend down at Progressive Field.
Bob, can you give us the latest on Shane Bieber's health?
Well, one of the good things that came out of bad news to start the second half, you get to Texas and then all of a sudden the news is we need to put Shane Bieber on the disabled list. But we ended up having a little bit better news that he will not be able to throw a baseball for a couple weeks, but it does not look like it's going to be an injury where surgery is needed. So just a little rest, mild inflammation of that elbow, and let him just take a breather, and hopefully that cures the ills of Shane Bieber.
Oh, we talked this morning with Bob DiBiase of the Guardians. Again, they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. 6:35 is the warm-up. First pitch after 7 o'clock. Look forward to that. And then the Philadelphia Phillies as we come home this coming Friday. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. Talk again next week.
Thank you, boys. Hopefully next week we'll have a whole lot better news to share. Go Guardians.
Absolutely. Bob DiBiase joining us this morning talking Guardians baseball. It's brought to you on WEOL by your Northridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Road.